So that would be a hard mountain to...
to climb.
But last year, my neighbor...
climbed it.
But I have never...
never climbed it?
You ever heard people say climb?
Yeah, climb and climb.
Uh-huh. Do you ever say climb?
I don't know what to do tomorrow. I used to climb trees, but I don't know what to say that tomorrow.
Sam, she walked up to the altar and she, what, down?
Knelt down.
And if you were tired, you might say, I think I'll go over to the couch and...
lay down.
And, talking about things that you see in your sleep, you'd say, this is what I...
dreamed.
And you say, often when I go to sleep, I...
dream?
But I usually can't remember what I
That's
have...
That's right. Can't remember.
What I've...
dreamed.
Okay. And, say, I dreamed I was falling, but just when I was about to hit the ground, I...
woke up.
Okay. You ever done that?
Yes. I forget about jumped off of the bed. I'd be dreaming, you know, and I'd be dreaming I was falling.
Uh-huh.
And just about jump off the bed.
I hate that when it happens.
I do, too. It usually does it when you first go to bed.
Yeah.
I lose your nerves.
Say, if you bring your foot down heavy on the floor like this, you say you...
make a noise.
Or you say you what?
Stomp.
Okay. And say if a boy saw a girl at church, he might ask one to go home with her. He'd say, may I?
May I go with you? You may I have your company? You'd say, can I have your company or something? We accept your company or something like that. You'd tell us.
Uh-huh.
You accept my company.
What if, what people say now, they say if they had a car, they might ask, may I?
Carry you home.
Okay. And to get something to come towards you, you take hold of it and...
pull it.
And the other way would be...
push it.
Okay. And,
make it up his bed.
You say you might tell a child not. Now that stove is very hot, so...
it'll burn you.
So don't...
don't touch it.
Okay. And if you needed a hammer, you might say to someone, go...
don't bring me the hammer.
And, you might say, here I've brought you the hammer. Here I've...
when you say you're here, you brought it to him.
Okay. And, say you throw a ball and ask somebody to...
catch it.
Say, I threw the ball and he...
he caught it.
And you say, I've been fishing all day, but I haven't...
caught a fish.
Okay. And, you might tell someone, there's no need to hurry. If I get there first, I'll...
I'll wait.
I'll wait.
Tell them you're coming.
I'll wait. Watch you. I'll wait.
Wait for you.
Okay. And say if you're about to punish a child, he might tell you, don't punish me. Please give me another
chance.
And say if a man is in a very good mood, you might say he's in a very good
humor.
And you say, well, we've got termites, but I'm sure the exterminating company will get...
we'll get them, I guess.
We'll get what of them? We'll get...
the termites.
Uh-huh. You say they'll get rid of them or get shed of them?
Well, either one, get shed of them or get rid of them or kill them.
Okay. And say a boy left his pencil on the desk and came back and didn't find it there, he'd say, I bet somebody...
stole it.
Anything else he might say?
Or taken it.
Okay. And you say, I've just, what, him a letter. I've just...
just wrote a letter.
And you say, yesterday he, what, me a letter.
Wrote me a letter.
And tomorrow I'll...
write him one.
And you say, I wrote him in his time I was getting a...
another letter.
It's, say, if you ask a question, then you expect to get a...
answer.
And, say, you put the letter in the envelope, then you take your pen and you...
back it. Write his name on it.
Uh-huh. Or another word you might use instead of back, you'd say you...
well, you wrote it.
Uh-huh. You say you add...
addressed it.
Okay. And you say, I was going to write him, but I didn't know his...
address.
And say if a child's learned something new, like maybe learned to whistle, his parents might ask, who?
Who learned you? Who learned you?
Okay. And a child that's always running and telling on the other children, you call him a...
tattletale.
Would you use that word about an adult?
Well, I don't know where you would not.